on SEN Track. It's time to banter with Bensley, bringing you racing's unique stories.
Welcome back, and it's time for Banter with Bensley. Well, my next guest, it's an interesting story. She's a 30-year-old young lady who's carving her way in the world of racing. She is, the brains behind 360 Bloodstock, and 360 Bloodstock have got a nice little horse in their stable at the moment, but there's another four or five, but a nice one there at the moment called Nightfire with Graham Begg. Started her own syndication business. We want to hear more about her story. Her name is Emily Cale, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Em.
Hey, Miles, how are you?
Going very well. Em, your story I find really interesting because you're carving your own path and you're doing it beautifully. Let's go back and start from the start a little bit. You grew up a Sydney girl and you're not from a racing family. You just like the races. And then you went and worked for a little bit at the Randwick Equine Centre, studied a little bit, and then ended up working at some studs around in New Zealand and in Victoria. Just tell us a little bit about how it all got started.
Yeah, so I grew up in Sydney, grew up sort of riding horses, but grandparents were really keen to go to the races whenever there was a meeting on at Randwick. So we did that a lot as a family, and it led to sort of choosing that that would be where I wanted to end up working. And it was just a matter of working out sort of how I would get there, because I think when you're not from a racing background, it seems quite daunting. But as I've learned over the years, it really isn't that daunting. It doesn't matter if you don't have any experience. If you just turn up and you work really hard, you can get pretty much wherever you want within the industry. So I think, it's a pretty exciting industry to work in. And I did a bit of study, got some good experience working under some exciting people, like over at Cambridge Stud in New Zealand. I was there for a couple of weeks, did a few years at Randwick Equine. So we had some really exciting racehorses sort of come through for surgery and things like that. And then I did some study down at Marcus Oldham, where I got a diploma in horse business management. And that sort of really set me on a path of, right, I want to go and do a couple of yearling preps, fold down, go to the sales and all of that. And that actually led me to a job with OTI Racing.
So you went to OTI, just probably in a smaller role, but ended up the communications and marketing manager there, and you were travelling, well, all around Australia, Victoria, SA, New South Wales, sort of with clientele. That would have been a good backgrounding there for sort of leading into what you're doing now with the syndications, but travelling around with the clients, and that would have been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was really eye-opening. It was part of the industry that I hadn't worked in prior. Obviously, OTI, they manage, upwards of 100 horses all around the world. So seeing how they did that and how they manage their clients, they've got clients overseas too. So seeing how important client communication is was really good there. Obviously, just the amount of horses that they have I think you'd struggle to sort of find that anywhere else. So it was a really good experience. Going to all the races, I think I was there and they won two group ones in a day.
Cool.
So that was pretty exciting. And that put me on the path of, okay, I think I want to do this on my own, obviously on a much smaller scale, but definitely I learnt a lot there.
So then had some kids and then wanted to start your own syndication company. You live, where is it, Daisy Hill, up there with your family. But then you've got a connection with Shane and Colleen Bamford, and they passed in a colt at the yearling sales by an unknown sire in Night of Thunder, and that's ended up being Nightfire, and you had a crack at him and syndicated him.
Yeah, so I live at Daisy Hill with my partner Shane. It's owned by Colleen and Kevin Bamford, who raced and own Americane. They've got a couple of other sort of good horses coming through in the spring. But they passed in a colt at the sales by Night of Thunder, who at the time no one had really heard of in Australia. He hadn't had the runners yet over in Europe. So I said to Colleen, oh, look, what if I try and get some family and friends in him? And she was really supportive. She said, look, go for it. Take your time, do whatever you want with him. You choose a trainer. So I was really lucky there it gave me a really good leg up. So most of the people in Nightfire are like my parents and relatives and friends from school, And yeah, we've just been really lucky with him, to be honest. Like, the Night of Thunders have just smashed it in Australia. I think he only had 50 foals, and he just had really good runners. So yeah, look, I think we've been lucky with Nightfire. He's like a tough little horse. He's just gone back into work on Sunday. And yeah, it's really exciting. So he was our first runner, first one out there in the 360 Bloodstock colours. And on his third race, he won quite impressively. So,
well, it is a good story. And we followed him in right here on SEN Track. And those listeners would know that he's a horse that we have been following. And that's why I wanted to have you on. So it broke the maiden at only his third start, and he's your first horse having a crack at it in the 360 Bloodstock colours, and then ran third behind Curran and Litchfield County in town, then went to Pakenham and won over 1,400 again. So what's the plan with Nightfire? Because he looks like he's a smart enough type of horse.
Yeah, look, we've just been really, we've taken it really slow with him. He actually had colic surgery pretty early on in his two-year-old years, so that set him back. And ever since then, we've sort of just been really careful with him. He's a little bit of a sort of funny horse to manage. Graham actually has him at the Pinecliff Stable, so he's out in the paddock most of the day. We find that that helps him sort of eat up and keep on the weight, which is really important. So that's sort of why he's only had the five starts as a rising four-year-old. But we definitely don't think we've seen the best of him. We think he'll be better over sort of 1,600 metres, maybe even further. He's still growing, like he's grown again in his last spell and put on more weight, more muscle. So I think we'll be seeing a lot more from him this prep, which is really exciting. But Graham's of the opinion that like he's obviously a good horse, there's plenty of form around him, but he's only rated for 66 at the moment, so we're just going to let him move up the grades and see where he lands.
Is there any plans? Is there a grand final for him, or is it just about just going through the grades?
Look, we're just going to put him through the grades. I think we'll just let him tell us what he's ready to do. But Graham's definitely of the opinion that he's a Saturday grade horse. Before he went for a spell, he actually was supposed to be running at Swimmington on a Saturday. So, look, I think he'll be competitive this prep. And, yeah, let's fingers crossed he gets somewhere exciting.
You've got another couple coming through. You've got Pride of Galway as well, which is an unraced rising three-year-old by Pride of Dubai. And he's a half-brother to a stakes winner as well. And it looks a promising type.
Yeah, look, he's just... he's been one of those horses that sort of, like, he's been a little bit immature and he sort of had a couple of niggles here and there. So we've given him all the time that we possibly could in the paddock and sort of doing a bit of work with him here on the farm. Just making sure that when he went back into work, he was like cherry ripe. He's back in pre-training now. He's also with Graham Begg, but there's no reason why he won't go on and win a couple of races. I think he's a really nice type of horse. He's got a beautiful attitude. Nothing fazes him. So I think once he sort of gets the pressure applied to him, all of that, his beautiful nature will actually serve him well. So, and like you said, his half brother's a stakes winner. So there's plenty of talent in family. It would just be good to see him at the track. But yeah, he'll be a rising three-year-old.
And so you've gone from Nightfire and now you're spreading your wings. You're buying brood mares and maybe trading a few. But so you've got a Pride of Galway there with Graham Begg. Then you've got a Merchant Navy colt with Peter Moody, like in a great stable there. You've got a Hellbent filly in the north, is that right, with Sean Dwyer? And then you've got another Pariah filly in with Graham Begg. So you're putting quite a stable together.
Yeah, so this year I started publicly syndicating. So I bought three yearlings this year. They're very different horses. As you said, I've got Merchant Navy colt with Peter Moody. His pedigree is brilliant. His mum won a Group 2 and was actually trained by Moody herself. So Moody really liked his colt up at Magic's. And when I bought him and spoke to Peter, he was thrilled to get him in the stable. So he's sort of going to be like a late two-year-old, three-year-old type. But his half-sister's a multiple city winner in Sydney with Chris Waller, So Wicked. So again, another family that's got a lot going for him. He's just doing a little bit more sort of pre-training at the moment, but then he'll probably spend the spring in the paddock just sort of getting the sun on his back and growing out. Hellbent filly up in Queensland. Now, we think she's probably going to race before Christmas, which is really exciting. She's with Sean Dwyer and his son, Sean Dwyer Jr., who just started a new partnership up at Sunshine Coast. And our filly appealed to them at the sales because she reminded them a lot of Sean's good horse named Miss Leonidas, who was a Group 2 filly down here in Victoria. She's by yeah. I'm Invincible, so very similar breeding to our Hellbent filly. But yeah, look, she looks like a very early 2-year-old, so fingers crossed there. And then a pariah filly who I picked up at the March Magic Sales, Magic Million Sales.
Yep.
And we bought her because she was very similar to Nightfire as a yearling. She was just a little bit more forward than he was at the same age. And she's broken in an absolute dream. Her action's beautiful. She's a really sort of pretty filly. But she's going to Graham. Obviously, he has a really good track record with getting these young 2-year-old fillies sort of up and going if they're ready. So, yeah, look, she's a really exciting one too. She's back in the paddock now having a spell before she'll go back into work and then hopefully onto Graham.
Do you sometimes pinch yourself about where you've sort of come from and where you've ended up? You know, you've got 5 horses kicking around, you've got a couple of broodmares kicking around, a family, you're living. Do you sort of sit back sometimes and go, geez, I'm pretty happy I've managed to get here?
Yeah, look, it is, it seems like it takes a while to get there, and then you get there and it all starts happening quite quickly. So there was a lot riding on Nightfire sort of winning. Obviously, he's my first horse and my next horses weren't coming through racing for another year or two. So there's a lot riding on him, and luckily sort of he's, you know, he's looking like he's going to be quite a handy horse. But yeah, look, there's a lot of work that goes into it. I guess I started with Nightfire probably 2.5 years ago. But yeah, pretty busy, and it's really exciting. And the support that I'm getting is amazing. Like, I'm getting a huge amount of support from a lot of new owners, and I think that's really exciting to sort of get these new people through the door. It might be they're sharing their first racehorse. I sort of love teaching people about, you know, the whole process along the way, you know, why we're spelling them now, what we're doing when they're spelling, when they go to the breakers, what they're doing at the breakers. I think the more information you give owners, the more excited they get about the whole process. So by the time you get to the races, you know, like they're really invested in the horse. It's kind of like they're all, you know, sort of like their pet in a way. But I think that makes the wins on the track just mean that much more.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. I think you're doing a super job, and you've got the horses in the right stables, Graham Begg, you know, Dwight, Peter Moody. I mean, you're placing them beautifully. People can, well, really, what have you got any shares left? Like, can people contact you and maybe jump in? Well, the Merchant Navy Colt, is there anything left in him?
Yeah, there's a couple of shares left in him. He started to move pretty quickly in the last sort of week or two. So there's been a lot of buzz about these Merchant Navies. I think now they're all sort of going in for their second bit of work. All the trainers and pre-trainers are saying, you know, look, they're showing some really exciting signs. So if you jump on my website, it's www.360bloodstock.com. You can
beautiful.
Go there,
I was going to say, you got to give your business a plug. You got to give it a plug.
Yeah. So look, I've still got little shares left in all of them because I'm more than happy. I always keep shares of my own horses. So I sort of like to race some myself. But, you know, if someone comes along and wants to buy a little bit of what I have left, I'm more than happy to do that as well. But like you said, I've also got some broodmares. We've got a couple of weanlings on the ground. We've got some more foals coming. So that's another part that I think is a little bit untapped in the industry. Sort of people don't really know that they can actually buy into broodmares and breed foals themselves that then go to the sales, and you know, you can go to the yearling sales and sell some yearlings. There's a lot to the industry that we can offer, and I've had some really positive responses to sort of getting involved with the breeding side of it too.
Well, you're a young lady on the rise. You're only 30 years of age. You're syndicating 5 horses with broodmares and weanlings. It's a credit to you. Look forward to watching your career unfold, Emily. I want to see those 360 Bloodstock colours running around. Hopefully Nightfire can get a win in another race soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Miles.
Emily Cale there. What a story. They didn't grow up in a racing family and goes and starts racing and syndicating horses. But, yeah, make sure you go and give her a like on Facebook or Twitter, 360 Bloodstock, because you like people young people in the industry having a go, and that's what it's all about. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of this, I'm going to come back, get a Bet365 odds update with Dan Huddy. More to come, Bensley.